We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Allow me to introduce myself.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne the God.
Well, y'all done came a long way.
I think that y'all have a certain amount of respect for, you know, what everybody else does, and y'all are just the best at what y'all do.
This platform, the reach y'all have that you've earned, make space for somebody like me.
You guys have a direct line to the culture.
Oh my God, I'm on the radio with Angela, Charlamagne, and DJ Envy.
Damn. Yes, you are. Hey.
All I do is read about the Breakfast Club.
Really?
Every morning,
that's good.
You guys are trending. Every, you know, I drag my ass out of bed. I'm like, what happened on the Breakfast Club today?
Get your ass up.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ MB.
Charlamagne's not here yet. That was the fake out.
Yeah, we could tell by the end of it.
It fades out.
Yeah.
It's Monday. How you feeling?
I feel good. You know why I feel good?
Why?
So for the first time ever over the weekend, I went and got acupuncture.
Oh, yeah. How was that? I see you posted.
Yeah. I really enjoyed it. It was good.
Did it
hurt? Was nervous because, you know, it's like they're putting needles in you and, you know, whatever. So I was really scared to do it. But no, it didn't hurt at all. I will tell you what, there was a therapeutic massage.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was acupuncture. I went to this place in Brooklyn called Life Wellness.
Oh.
So I enjoyed it. It was, and I definitely feel better today because, you know, I sit all the time. I carry a lot of stress and tension in my upper back, as a lot of us do. I'm on flights all the time, and sometimes it's just uncomfortable and my back will really hurt and feel, and I don't stretch the way that I should.
Yep.
You know, I used to do a lot of yoga. I don't do it at home as much by myself as when I go to actual class.
Yep.
And so I just was really like, sometimes it'd be really uncomfortable sitting too long. And so I was like, let me try this acupuncture. And it was really good. You could feel when they put the needle in the little parts where they could tell you have a lot of stress and tension.
Yep, yep, yep.
You could feel it like kind of break it up.
Like release the stress a little
bit. But there's a little resistance in those areas. But it wasn't bad.
I got to try it. It looks like it hurts.
It doesn't hurt at all. The part that actually kind of hurt was the therapeutic massage.
Really?
But that's because it's not like a relaxing massage. It's therapeutic, so it's really like figuring out the different areas. So shout out to Ade from Life Wellness. He actually has been doing this for over 30 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so enjoyed him.
Okay. I was in Dallas over the weekend. Shout out to everybody in Dallas. I was at Vivo and 5 a.m. Both of those venues are black owned, so shout to them. Vivo was the that one venue. Remember that one time he was in the news because the girl was twerking at the table and he stopped the music?
Oh, yep, yep.
Yeah, so it was
at the restaurant. Yeah, so people restaurant. Were mad about that?
Yeah, yeah, it was his spot. So I DJed that on Friday, and then Saturday I was at 5 a.m. I've been missing flights like crazy. They've been canceling flights like crazy because of pilots and overworked, and it's been really, really crazy. And shout out to everybody that came out to our seminar on Sunday. We did a real estate seminar in the Jacob Javits. We had about close to 1,000 people there. EYL was one of the speakers, the credit dude, Carlos Reyes. It was so many people, 9 to 5 Millionaire, Maxwell, so many different people in the real estate space were talking and trying to help people and getting them involved in real estate. So salute to everybody that came out. And also, you know, I've been sick the last 5-6 days.
Yeah, I hear it.
And I've been trying to figure out why. I've been taking COVID tests every day.
I'm a little nervous to but have you here.
I thought about it. Maybe I just have the cold. I thought the cold just went away.
Do you have any lesions or anything?
No, I don't have monkeypox. I checked too.
You checked for monkeypox?
I absolutely did. I'd be checking my body, looking to see if I see anything.
Oh, so you just diagnosed yourself.
I do.
Is what you say when you check.
Yeah, okay. I check myself. But nah, I took a bunch of COVID tests. I took like 2-3 COVID tests. So I guess I just got the cold. I mean, you don't really hear people having a cold, and it's a shame because I'm on a plane.
It's a shame.
No, I'm going to tell you, I'm on a plane and I got a cough and I'm scared to cough. I don't want people to look at me funny, so I'll be holding in my cough.
Everybody's scared to cough nowadays.
Yeah, it's just crazy. But anyway, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Well, let's talk about Bill Russell, who unfortunately has passed away, but he was 88 years old and left behind such a legacy.
NBA legend.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
We'll talk about that when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get to the... let's get to the room. Let's get to the front page news. Where are we starting, Yeezy?
Well, we'll start with Bill Russell. Rest in peace to him at the age of 88. He has passed away. Now, he has a lot of accolades, and he has 11 NBA titles and 5 MVPs.
Mm-hmm.
And, so he died with his wife, Janine, at his side. And he's the greatest winner in professional sports. I don't know if anybody will ever be able to achieve anything like that. 11 championships in 13 seasons.
Yeah, he played for the Boston Celtics. The crazy part is he was the first NBA player to make over $100,000. How crazy is that?
A long time.
I know, but still, that's crazy.
I mean, it's crazy when you think about what these guys are making now. But back then, that was a lot of money.
Yeah, absolutely.
They said when it came to basketball, too, he was also a late bloomer when it came to basketball. So he was so talented and athletic, but... You know, there were very few scholarships. As a matter of fact, there was only one coach that offered him a scholarship back then. He didn't start until his senior year in high school also. And he has a book out also, his autobiography, Go Up for the Glory. He wrote that back in 1966. He was also known for being an activist. He said often that he didn't play for Boston. He played for the Celtics, and he dealt with a lot. They said one night he came home to find his house vandalized with racial epithets spray painted on his walls. They said burglars poured beer on his pool table, smashed in his trophy case, and defecated on his bed.
Mm-mm.
Every time the Celtics went out on the road, vandals would come and tip over our garbage cans, according to his daughter Karen. She said her father went to the police station to complain, and the police told him that raccoons were responsible. He also one time got the key to the city in Marion, Indiana, and later that night he was refused service at a local restaurant, and he immediately drove to the mayor's house and gave back the key. So you can imagine the things that he had to deal with off the court.
Yeah, those are very well known stories, man. And I mean, you know, that shows how psychologically strong he was too, because, you know, the fact that you had to play through all of that, you know what I'm saying? And in a city that you were winning championships for and still experiencing high levels of racism. But
yeah,
rest in peace to Bill Russell.
He actually has a statue.
Bill got a statue. Bill definitely got a statue.
And he was named one of the NBA's 50 greatest players back in 1996, and he had the Finals MVP trophy named after him in 1999. And he was also given the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2011. And in 2013, that's when Boston unveiled a statue in his honor.
Very long, prosperous life.
Yes.
That's all you can hope for, right? You can hope to make the most out of all your years. And he definitely made the most out of his 88.
Yeah, he said he passed away peacefully in his home next to his wife.
Jesus Christ, you just said that.
I didn't hear that. I was coughing all the time. All right. Well, that is your front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open again. 800-585-1051. Phone lines are wide open. Hit us up. Let us know how your weekend was. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Wake up, wake up.
Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Miss Ford from Phoenix, Arizona.
Hey, Miss Ford, how you doing?
Oh my gosh, I'm talking to DJ Envy. Angela Yee and Charmaine and God.
Yes, indeed.
Is this get it off my chest?
Yes, it is.
Hi, okay, so I'm a teacher in Phoenix, and the school year is about to start in like 3 days.
Uh-huh.
And teachers are expected to supply their own classroom, and I am like stuck between having to pay my rent, pay my medical bills, and try to create a classroom for my students. And I'm like in a rough spot right now, and I just hate how teachers are so unappreciated.
I agree with that. My mom is a teacher. Well, she was a teacher for 30 plus years. So yes, y'all definitely are underappreciated. But y'all start back school in 3 days?
Yeah, we start back on Wednesday.
Jesus Christ.
So what are the things that you have early. To, what are the things you have to provide?
School supplies.
I have to decorate my classroom.
Mm-hmm.
I have to put up posters. I have to buy like the supplies.
What?
Like pencil paper.
What you mean and, what? That's normal.
The teachers have to pay for that for the school?
Yes.
That's been going on. The school doesn't provide that?
No, that's been going on forever.
I would think there was.
Yeah.
No, we've been talking about this a long time.
Long time.
I didn't know my teachers was buying me school supplies?
Yeah, we donated to teachers. Yeah. Like every year we give to a bunch
I thought
of
the students bought their own notebooks and school supplies with them.
You don't That's mean that. You mean like decorating the classroom.
Like decorating the classroom, but we also have to like buy our own supplies, like the dry erase markers. Oh,
okay.
Like,
yes.
Yeah.
All like
that's
all
ridiculous.
That is. In the classroom.
That is.
And I just don't have the money for it, so but what's your, I just wanted to.
What's your Cash App, Mama?
Yeah, we would love to support that.
My Cash App is Miss, which is MISSELA teacher.
Hold on now, slow down. MISS
ELA.
Okay.
Teacher.
Oh, teacher. Okay.
Miss Ella teacher.
How much it usually cost you to do this?
Well, I'll say about 300 is what I really need to stock my classroom.
Now, okay. What happens if a teacher doesn't have that money? That means the whole classroom is just empty?
Well, yeah, that's what the students are going to come in on Wednesday is to an empty classroom.
Well, I'm sending you $200. I'm going to send you $200. That's cool?
Yes, thank you so much.
All right, Mama.
There you go.
Good luck.
Sent. It says...
All right. Guys, have a wonderful day.
It says sent.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Eric Power, 105.1. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning, it's Monica.
Hey, Monica, good morning. Get it off your chest.
Good morning, y'all. So I had two things I wanted to get off my chest. I tried to call and get through Friday, but I couldn't get through, so I wanted to wish my daughter a happy belated born day.
Hey.
Her birthday was Friday. She turned 5.
So. Okay, that's a big one.
You had a party for her this weekend?
Yes, we took her to go get her nails and her feet done, and then she wanted to go roller skate.
Oh, that is so cute.
Roller skate.
Where you from?
Yes, I'm from Texas.
Oh, okay, what part?
San Antonio.
Oh, okay.
5 was a good age. That's when you go into school, you starting to have your little friends.
Yeah, she's starting to want to do like the slumber parties stuff like that. Oh. So it's pretty cool.
That's cute. Okay.
Well, what else you want to get off your chest,
Mama?
And
then the second thing real quick, I wanted to get off my chest. So I'm tired of bitter baby mama. My husband's the other baby mama before me is bitter. Like, I'm tired of them. Like, just stop. It's only hurting the child. Like,
right.
I hate it. So.
I know. And you hate to have to
do what's best for the kids.
You hate to have to complain about it and have these issues. It sucks.
Oh, I don't complain about it. I'm just tired of her hurting her son. Like, that's my stepson, and I love him like he's my own. And it's like, if he don't want to go over there, he don't have to go over there. You shouldn't have to force him to try to go over there, especially if you ain't even got a bed for him to lay on.
Oh, boy.
That's real.
That's a story.
All righty, Mama.
But I thank y'all. Y'all have a good morning.
You peace,
good,
queen.
Good love week. The subtle shade.
A little shade. He ain't got a bed to sleep on.
That's real, though.
Hello, who's this?
Zach from Houston.
Hey, H-Town, what's up? Get it off your chest.
Nothing, man. I want to say good morning, Breakfast Club.
Good morning.
Morning.
DJ Envy, Charlamagne God.
Peace, King.
Hey, yo, so my birthday this week. Shout out to all the Leos.
Okay.
And I want to know if I can shout my girl business out.
Good.
All right, it's Pretty in Blue. She does girls' clothes on Instagram. So it's Pretty, PRETTY_IN_BLUE.
I love that it's your birthday, but you shine out your girl's business. That's
absolutely
love.
Man, that's my girl. That's my wife. That's my wife.
So. Your there wife's you go. Business.
That's right. Talk that talk.
There you go.
Already.
All right, bro. What you do for your birthday?
It's coming up.
I ain't going to do nothing, man. I got to work. I got to get out here and get it.
Yeah, I ain't mad at you.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead and have a great week, though.
All right, brother. You too now.
All right.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this Steve from Orlando.
What's up, Steve? Get it off your chest, brother.
Listen, I need you and Charlamagne got it. Man. Girl went through my phone this past week, and she saw me being a little thot on social media.
Ooh, child.
You being a little thot.
So well, you should have listened to your Uncle Charlamagne's advice. I told y'all black men don't cheat. How old are you, brother?
32.
Well, I mean, you still young. You know what I mean?
What did
relatively.
She find, what did it say?
But wait, listen, I didn't do nothing I can't take back, though. It's just more social media, like,
what did you do? You're not telling us. What did you do, sir?
Man, you know how these girls be on social media, brother?
I don't.
No, I don't actually, because I don't.
What did you do, bro?
I don't pay attention to that.
You're
right.
You're already wrong. You know how these girls be. It got to take two to tango, so you jumped in too.
I don't practice right, bad habits,
so
sir.
What happened was, I slid in somebody's kid, and, you know, I was seeking for something I just shouldn't have no business seeking.
You was feeding your ego, that's all. That's what you was doing. You was feeding your ego. You know you ain't had no business in those DMs. Only thing you could do is apologize. But if your girl doesn't have to trust in you that she once did prior to that, that's your fault. You got to earn that back, King.
Did you apologize?
I did apologize. I didn't run from it. I stood on 10. I'm sorry. I'm hurting right now. I'm at work right now. I'm at work right now.
Yeah, no, I've been there before.
That's all on you, brother.
You know what you should do when you apologize. Hey, what did
you say? Man, you hell, bro. I called looking for advice, and you like, hey, that's all on you. Man.
That is all on you. You ain't, you listen. That's
like,
smart.
I called you. King, you done been down this road before.
Sir. King, listen to me, King. Smart people learn from their own mistakes. Wise people learn from the mistakes of others. You should have learned from a lot of brothers before you that this wasn't going to end well for you.
Sir, when you apologize, what did she say?
She accepted it because she know like. She know how I am, bro.
I am.
Now, what you should do is it's called change behavior,
hey,
brother.
When I say that, I don't mean it like I'm a cheater because I'm not a cheater. I'm just saying.
Well,
you know how I am. Like, I was being honest. I don't know what I was saying.
So why don't you do this, bro? If you really change, like Charlamagne said, you're not a boy. You want a grown man. You want this relationship to work, and you want to gain that trust back. When you go home tonight. You apologize again. You come with some flowers and blah. Look, I've really changed. I made mistakes.
Man,
want this to work.
Shut up, man.
And say, look.
It's only been a week, Envy.
I'm not, but you gotta start.
No.
Yes.
The reality of the situation is it's going to take time to regain her trust back.
You gotta start from someplace.
It ain't no flowers or none of that going on.
But you have to make those things. It ain't going to be, flowers ain't going to change it, but that's a good start.
Play Neo's new album for her.
And then what you do is you say, you know what? I don't want to be that man anymore. And give it a password to your social media.
That's what I did. I gave all my passwords.
I tried that already. Didn't work.
I gave all my passwords already.
Well, next is time, bro.
Envy is part.
I'm willing to take however long she needs.
All right,
and that's what matters. Envy is partially right. The best apology is changed behavior, but that's going to be shown over time.
Yeah, it's
going
to be time. No, it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take some time to get that trust back.
And don't lie to yourself. Don't try to be sneakier so you don't get caught. That's not changing.
No.
You got to actually.
I go to therapy a lot. You know, I do therapy a lot. So, you know, I'm all for, like, you know, being honest. That's why I didn't run from it. Like, I don't know what I was thinking, honestly, man. I just was horny, just being honest, just being a little kid.
You was feeding your ego. I'm sure your therapist would tell you the same thing. You were feeding your ego. That's
now you
all
got
it
your
is.
Woman feeling all insecure.
I know, man. And that's what hurt me most. It's like, damn, I didn't want to. Damn, man.
Well, just stay on top. Just stay on top of it. And whatever question she asks, don't have an attitude. If she feels a way, just sit there and answer those questions. And it's going to take some time, brother.
And keep doing the work on yourself, black man.
And listen to some division.
You said do what?
No, don't listen to no division. You got to do what's right for your family. Have a good one, brother. Good luck.
All
right. I don't know what he expected me to tell him. Like, there's no winning that, black man. You know what I mean?
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, so much going on. I mean, I don't even know where to start. But let's start with Will Smith's apology to Chris Rock.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it.
Well, Will Smith has posted an apology, and that apology was to Chris Rock and everybody else that was affected by him walking on stage and slapping Chris Rock. So here's what he had to say about understanding that what he did was wrong.
I spent the last 3 months replaying and understanding the nuances and the complexities of what happened. There is no part of me that thinks that was the right way to behave in that moment. There's no part of me that thinks that's the optimal way to handle a feeling of disrespect or insults.
All right. In addition to that, he also apologized directly to Chris Rock and his family. He said he's been trying to talk to them behind the scenes.
I've reached out to Chris, and the message that came back is that he's not ready to talk. And when he is, he will reach out. So I will say to you, Chris, I apologize to you. My behavior was unacceptable, and I'm here whenever you're ready to talk. I want to apologize to Chris's mother. I want to apologize to Chris's family, specifically Tony Rock. You know, we had a great relationship. You know, Tony Rock was my man. This is probably irreparable.
In addition to that, a lot of people were saying that Jada Pinkett Smith, this was her fault. She put him up to it. Here's what he had to say.
After Jada rolled her eyes, did she tell you to do something? No. It's like, you know, I made a choice on my own from my own experiences, from my history with Chris. Jada had nothing to do with it. I'm sorry, babe. And say sorry to my kids and my family for the heat that I brought on all of us.
Now, as you guys know, he has been banned from the Oscars for 10 years. He also resigned from his Academy membership. He did get to keep his Oscar that was not revoked, and he is not restricted from being eligible for future awards. But he talked about how he hates to disappoint people. That's an issue he has within himself.
To all my fellow nominees, it's like I won because you voted for me. And it really breaks my heart to have stolen and tarnished your moment. What would you say to the people who looked up to you before the slap, or people who expressed that you let them down? So there's two things. One, disappointing people is my central trauma. I hate when I let people down. It hurts me psychologically and emotionally to know I didn't live up to people's image and impression of me.
You know, even though I understand and believe if you disrespect someone publicly, then you have to apologize publicly, I still hate to see people having to do that publicly because none of us owe anyone access to our trauma. But, you know, Will's willingness to own that and seek healing for the world to see is inspiring.
And yeah. He is doing the work. Here's what he said about that.
The work I'm trying to do is I am deeply remorseful, and I'm trying to be remorseful without being ashamed of myself, ooh, right? I'm human, and I made a mistake, and I'm trying not to think of myself as a piece of shit. So it was confusing. I know it was shocking, but I promise you, I am deeply devoted and committed to putting light and love and joy into the world. And, you know, if you hang on, I promise we'll be able to be friends again.
Trying to be remorseful without being ashamed of myself. Woo, drop on the clues bombs for that word. That is a word. We've all been there.
I hate that he had to do that. That he has to do this though.
And just know
I
that.
I just hate that.
Just know that if you've been there, if you've been one of those people that have, you're trying to be remorseful without being ashamed of yourself, you have no reason to be ashamed of yourself because we are all so much more than the worst thing we've ever done.
Yeah, that moment doesn't define Will Smith. Will Smith has done too much for too many people, and I hate the fact that he has to do that. I mean, is I get it. What he did was foul, wrong, whatever. But I think that still is a conversation for him and Chris. You know what I mean?
Well, he's been trying. He said,
I get it. But I just hate that he has to do this on a public platform.
And he slapped him on a public platform. Yeah, very public platform.
I
know.
Like I said before, when you disrespect somebody publicly, you got to apologize publicly. But I do still hate to see people having to go through that publicly. Because, like I said, none of us.
I mean, and Chris Rock went through a lot publicly, too. So.
Yeah, I mean, both of them. But that's why, you know, Chris has chosen not to say anything, you know what I mean? But I just, and when he does feel like he wants to talk, that's on him. But I just feel like none of us owe anybody access to our tribe.
Now Tyrese posted, we all just watched a video with all heart that would have never ever been uploaded from anyone on its earth like this but Will Smith. And then he goes on to say, Will Smith, if you see this message, big bro, the real ones out here love you and have never, ever stopped loving you because we know you are human. We have also never stopped loving Chris, his family, or Jada, or your family. You definitely broke the internet. But if Suge Knight had slapped someone at the Oscars, it would have been in the blogs for 3 days and been over.
What is Tyrese talking about? Do we ever really know what Tyrese is talking about?
You're my forever and ever hero, and I thank you for growing up in real time and showing us what it's like to be the biggest movie star in the world, and then showing us all that you're human and make mistakes too. Now, as far as Chris Rock, right after this video, this apology video came out a few hours later, he was on stage at the Fox Theater in Atlanta, Georgia. And according to People, he did not address the apology, but he did tell the crowd, everybody is trying to be an effing victim. If everybody claims to be a victim, then nobody will hear the real victims. Even me getting smacked by Suge Smith. I went to work the next day. I got kids.
I really wish y'all would stay out of comedy shows. And the reason I wish y'all would stay out of comedy shows is because you're just wrong. That was not a response to Will Smith's apology. That's a joke that he does in his stand-up. And he's been doing that joke about being a victim since he's been back on the road. And
if you, I think he's been doing that. He's been saying Suge Smith.
Yes, he said that last week at the Garden and at the Barclays. If people were actually going to see Chris Rock shows, they would know that. He said that exact same thing verbatim as part of his stand-up, y'all.
Well, yeah, they said he didn't address the apology, but this is what he said.
But he's been saying that.
So maybe people who haven't seen the show
heard it. Yeah, I wish I would stay out of stand-up shows. Not stay out of stand-up shows. Stop reporting what you hear from stand-up shows because they're jokes, and they're jokes that these guys have been working on for a long time.
All right, well, that is your rumor report.
All right. Front page news next. What are we talking about?
Man, other parents are expressing concern, and that is at Disneyland. That's at Chuck E. Cheese. We'll tell you some things that have been happening.
And Joe Biden got COVID again?
Well, he tested positive again.
So. Probably never left. Probably was just hiding when they tested the last time.
Goodness,
they said that it's like what's the drug that people take to help them when they have COVID, that they have access? They said in
Access to Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where we starting, Yeezy?
All right. Well, a father has shared a video of his children's recent visit to Disneyland with their grandmother. And in the video, it seems like Rapunzel ignores only the black children.
This is getting crazy, man.
In a crowd of guests, he said, please repost this racist ass-ish. Kids shouldn't have to go through this in 2022. Our money spends like there's for them to treat our kids like they don't belong. And then another person has posted, and this was in Wayne, New Jersey, from Chuck E. Cheese.
Now, Chuck E. Cheese,
though? His mom says her daughter was racially discriminated against at a Chuck E. Cheese restaurant. And according to the person who recorded the video, this happened on Saturday in Wayne. Someone dressed as a Chuck E. Cheese mascot was seen giving kids high fives, but then skipped her daughter. She claims the white kids were acknowledged, while her daughter, who was black, was ignored.
I used to take my kids to that Chuck E. Cheese in Wayne a long time ago. Madison used to go there. Mm-hmm. Goodness gracious.
Well, I think at this point, man, parents might just start having to take matters into their own hands and swing on the mouse.
You're beating up the little...
swing on the mouse, swing on the duck, swing on Rapunzel.
Traumatized.
Whatever it is. You might have
that
to...
duck in front of your kid?
You got to do something, bro. You ain't going to just keep ignoring my child. And it's like, look, and it's not the punch ain't going to hurt too bad because they're in a costume. They got a helmet and stuff on.
But then you're going to fight because you're going to hit him. Then he's going to hit you back. You're going to be fighting.
All right, so now you're fighting Chuck E. Cheese.
You're fighting Chuck E.
Cheese. Now you got a story.
Yo,
okay.
That's wild.
All the kids now you really got a story. Seeing somebody beating up the character.
So what's worse? What's worse? Them ignoring your kids and traumatizing them like that? Or beating up on are putting hands on these things. I don't even know what to call it.
I wouldn't recommend
it. Putting hands on these things because they keep disrespecting your charity.
Or you hold the actual mouse's or Big Bird's hands and let the kids beat them up.
Also, too, why don't the parents? All right, I might be going too far by saying hit them. Why don't the parents grab them and be like, "Yo, you don't see my child?" Like, why aren't they acknowledging it in real time? Right.
Well,
then
they go to the manager right then and there. She showed the video to the manager.
You don't want to start an altercation with a mouse or with Big Bird.
Why not?
With your kids there?
It's a conversation. It's like, bro, why are you ignoring my child?
Because your kids...
You don't watch the news? You're not watching social media?
Yeah, but kids look at these characters as heroes. So you beating up the hero and putting hands on the hero?
So this conversation about these entities being racist or whatever it is, that's not traumatizing kids? Kids don't see that?
Yeah, but it's gonna
in
be
the
worse.
News.
Daddy beating up the mouse. I already took back the beating up part.
But grabbing him, or at least just stopping him and being like, "Hey, you don't see my child? That's too much." It's be like, "Yo, you don't see my child right here?
That's right.
You slapped them hands in that person's face. Yeah, you don't see my child?
Yeah,
you racist or something, Rapunzel? What's up, my boy? Seriously.
Now, let's talk about Joe Manchin for a second. Senate Democratic leaders are hoping to pass a major climate, health care, and tax legislation this week, but they do need all 50 of their members on board and voting. Now, surprisingly enough, in a move that shocked everyone, Joe Manchin is on board, and he is pushing for a speedy passage of this new deal. Here's what he said changed his mind.
Well, Jake, basically what changed our mind, Chuck, we re-engaged. To Chuck's credit, we start setting down. Our staffs kept talking through. I never did walk away, but we reorganized the bill, if you will, because what we had before that, there were things in there that I considered and thought it could be considered to be inflammatory, and I want that to happen. Inflation is the greatest challenge we have in our country right now and around in my state and around the country. So that's what we're fighting. We're paying down debt, $300 billion. We're increasing production as far as if you want to get the gasoline prices down, produce more energy and produce it here in America. That's what we're doing.
I will believe it when I see it. Okay, when they vote on it and it passes, then I believe it. Because what I'm seeing now is Manchin is passing the buck to Sinema, because folks don't know how Kristen Sinema is going to vote on this. I read yesterday and heard Manchin say yesterday he's pitching Sinema on it. So
yeah,
we'll see.
Kristen Sinema has been quiet, and a spokesperson for her said she had no comment on the bill. They said she is reviewing text and will need to see what comes out of the parliamentarian process. So without her support, it's unclear if the Democrats will be able to pass it this week.
We shall see. They've been playing that good cop, bad cop thing for a while. Manchin might be like, all right, it's your turn to be the bad cop now. So we'll see.
All right. Well, that is front page news. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building, Kiz Daniel.
What's up, my brother?
I'm good.
How are you, sir? How you feeling this morning?
I feel great.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for joining us. I know you don't really do interviews like that.
Your name used to be Kiss Daniel, right?
Oh, yeah, K-I-S-S.
Why'd you change it? Because they paused it in America? Why'd you change it?
I just felt like, you know, I needed a new start.
How long ago did you change it?
I think about 2 years ago.
Okay.
Well, you also, at that time, like, I had a highly publicized label situation, which you resolved, right?
Yeah, I did.
So was that why you had to change your name?
No, not at all. Okay. Yeah, I just felt like, a fresh start.
What did you learn from your first deal? Because I think everybody, when they first get in the business,
yeah,
they sign something and then a lot of times some issues, and you learn a lot from that, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Take your time. Don't rush. Get yourself a lawyer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you didn't have a lawyer?
No, I didn't have money to pay for a lawyer at that time.
Oh, wow. How old were you when you signed that deal?
21.
Oh, they took advantage of you.
Yeah. So I wouldn't say that. I wanted it. Mm-hmm. You know, I wanted it so bad. And I've been waiting for it all my life.
Mm-hmm.
And when the opportunity came, I just grabbed it. So
are you reaping the benefits of all this success? Like, you know, you got the most Googled song in Nigeria. It's a big record.
Yeah. The most Shazam song, which is
in the world. Yeah,
in the world.
Yeah.
Booga, right?
Yeah. Booga.
So are you reaping the benefits of that success?
Oh, yes, I am. I must say, maybe that's why I'm here.
Yeah,
with you guys. Yeah.
What does Booga mean for people who don't know?
It means to flaunt your success, unapologetic. Just let people know that you've worked so hard and you deserve to celebrate your success. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's it.
You know, when you're in the studio, sometimes you know you have a hit, sometimes you don't. Did you know Booga was going to be as big as it was?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Okay, so before my tour in the UK, mm-hmm. I did like 4-city tour in the UK. I said to my team I wanted to put out a record before my concert at the O2. So I dropped the song a week before, and then it became a hit. So the universe was definitely listening.
Wow.
Yeah.
How does a record catch fire like that in a week?
God.
I saw you had a show too at the DMV that they said you were late, but it was some issues behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah.
And that has to be frustrating because the artists love you so much that they get angry because they're like, where is he? And then sometimes it's beyond your control. So what happened there?
Okay, so...
You can't wait to explain this one. I can hear it in your voice. You've been waiting.
So for some reasons, my passport was held down at the embassy back home. So I couldn't get it on time. and I didn't want to push the DMV show. You know, I said to myself, okay, the moment I get this passport, I'm getting on a plane, flying down to New York, get a private jet, go straight to DC and do the show, even if it's for 5 minutes, and then schedule, have another new another show for the DC fans, you know, a proper show. But I have to make that show, because I can't start my tour by missing my first show.
Right.
That's right.
So I got my passport on that day, got on the plane that same day, just me. Now, the rest of my team, no one got their visa, just me.
Mm-hmm.
So I traveled all by myself.
Oh my God.
Wow.
You really tried to make it.
Wow.
So that's when I might have had to reschedule. Be like,
yeah. I was like, even my team was, you can't go without her. I said, this one, I will go without you. Don't worry. So I go on the plane, flew down to New York City, took me down to DC. I went straight on stage.
Wow.
With the same outfit I traveled with.
Was the outfit fresh or was it trash?
It was trash.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I slept in it. It's all rumpled and so I just went on stage. But they didn't know that.
Right. They don't know what's going on. They just know
we had, you know, good time, but then I wasn't satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
So I left the stage really, really pissed. I had to put out an apology and then I knew that.
You looking back at it like, maybe I should have just rescheduled it. That's a good lesson though, because everything's not going right and you're trying to do the right thing and you're so committed, but it's not going to work out anyway, and then it's hard to explain.
But you know what? I don't regret that. But I feel like I had to do it. I just feel like I had to do it. If I'd missed that show, it might probably affect my New York show.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I made it, and then the old gist about me not coming late went viral on social media. I think it now helped my New York show. Like, people knew I was around.
Right.
And then we sold out the Palladium.
And you might be in your own head about it too much, like, because the audience might have loved it. The audience might have loved, they probably did love your show. They probably was just happy to be lost in the music.
Trust me, they did not love it.
Oh, man, like, you got
they were throwing things at the stage.
No.
No, they were not booing. No,
but they were mad because they were mad that you were late. That's all.
But I'm saying, once you got the there, they weren't enjoying the show?
They loved the show.
Okay.
When I left,
The tweets. Gotcha.
And it wasn't long enough. I think
they just wanted more.
Yeah, they wanted a longer show.
Yeah, they wanted more. But the venue was like, we have to shut you down.
Mm-hmm.
It kept on coming to meet me on the stage while I was performing. Like, you have 2 seconds. You have 5 seconds. You have 10 seconds. I was like, God, can you just let me perform this song?
So, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You've been having some travel issues, because even coming here, they lost your luggage or something.
Oh, yeah. But I don't even know if they have it safe.
They still didn't get your luggage?
No. That's why Brian had to come to my rescue last night.
Shout out to my guy Brian. He was like,
big ups to Brian. You're best.
He's a stylist and he works in fashion. And I was like, he got you, but he's great. So
hold on, your luggage been missing for 4 days?
Yes.
Damn.
Somebody got you, dude. They know.
Stop flying Spirit, bro. You flew Spirit.
What did you say?
You flew Spirit Airlines?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
He's like, I don't know that.
What's Spirit Airlines?
It's a big ass bus in the sky.
Didn't they just buy JetBlue?
JetBlue just bought them.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's a big, like a big ass bus in the sky. Now, let me ask you, what does it mean to you that African music, and more importantly, African culture, seems to be being embraced by like the mainstream, especially us in America?
Yeah, so this is what I tell my brothers back home and everybody, you know, I tell them a win for one is a win for all when it comes to Afrobeat.
You know, you said Afro classic, right? And most music that, you know, people hear from Africa, they automatically put it in the genre of Afro beats. Is there a more specific breakdown of genres for African music?
Okay, so there's Afro beats, there's Afro pop, so many genres when it comes to African music.
How do you know the difference? Like how would my ear?
All right, so Afro pop is heavy on percussions.
Okay,
I make Afro pop. Afro beats is influenced by a lot of other sounds.
Mm-hmm.
The UK, grime, hip hop, everything all put together. And Afrobeat is original from the West in Africa. So yeah, we have a lot of Afrofusion, you know, the fusion of reggaeton or reggae, Afrobeat and all that stuff. Yeah.
All right, we got more with Kiz Daniel. When we come back, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Kiz Daniel. Yee.
Outside of music, I can see you're very into fashion. What are some other things that you like to do or that you want to do business-wise?
Business-wise?
Mm-hmm.
I know this is going to sound some type of way, but I'm into real estate.
Okay, no, that's great.
Is it great?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, man, why would you think that sounds some type of way? We all own some type of real estate.
Okay. Yeah, that's like majorly my business. Back okay.
And just, acting, anything like that?
Oh, yeah. I love acting, by the way. Like, I'm a very good actor.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, because of, you know, right now music is just taking too much. And I just had kids last year.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I had
triplets, right?
Triplets, yeah. Yeah, but I lost one, Jamal.
Oh, man, sorry to hear that, brother.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, so I'm like a dad, a musician, a CEO, everything, oh, joy. Yeah, so there's a lot of work. So acting can chill, but I know I'm still going to get into acting mm-hmm. very soon, yeah.
Do
twins and triplets run in your family or in her family?
In my mom's family.
Really? That's what I wanted to know. Like, how you just do triplets?
I don't even know. And the funny thing is, like, when my woman got pregnant and she went for the scanning thing, we saw just one baby.
No!
We saw one baby. And then she went back.
And they were
it
like,
became two. I was okay, it's twins. Okay, it will end there. And then she went back and we saw three. I was like, oh, like, don't go back and we'll see four. So she went back and then it was still three. And then, yeah. So it's triplets.
Mentally and emotionally, that had to be like the most joyous and tragic moment, right?
Yeah, financially tragic though. Yeah, because you have to spend the money times two.
You got it.
Yeah, even if you have the money, you'll be thinking about it like, hey, God, dude, something I'm supposed to spend one time, I have to spend it two.
When I'm talking about the fact you had the triplets,
yeah,
then you unfortunately lost one.
Yeah.
So that had to like,
oh, you're talking about
mourning
that.
No, happy at the same time.
No. Come on, bro. No, I wasn't. I was devastated. I couldn't record for like the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't make music. That's my son. He literally died like in front of me. So yeah, not a good experience.
But no, I'm talking about you were happy because you had the other two is what I mean. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, yeah, you do get, you get pretty intimate on stage with women. Did you ever feel like you need the...
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
To pull that back a little bit. Have you got any backlash for that?
No, before I get intimate with any woman on stage, I always ask for their permission. Before
I bring them
on stage, yeah, I would say you have to be 18 and above. You have to give me the permission to dance with you, to mm-hmm. touch you. And if that's okay, you could come on stage. And then, yeah. They still want to come.
So. Nobody has said, you know what, I'm not okay with this.
No. It's Kiss Daniel, so it's fine.
Kiss Daniel. I saw you posted a video on stage with a fan, and it said, DM me.
That's the fan right there.
Man, she's still with you?
Yeah, she works with me now.
Man, stop lying.
I'm not playing. I'm not playing.
Really?
Yeah.
The floor is hers. Tell her, can I talk to her?
Tell her,
come in here for us. I would like
come
to
come on in, Effia.
Talk about shoot your shot going right. Wow. How are you, Queen? Get on this microphone right here, Queen. What's your name, Queen?
My name is Priscilla, but they reference me as Effia.
And he told you DM him. And tell us the story.
Oh, my God.
Well, to be honest, I was having a crazy week at work. I loved his music. The show had been rescheduled from the previous week. And when I went there, ended up going on stage. I probably never would have went on stage in a million years because I'm typically shy. But I reflected on the week that I had, and I decided to go and just have a good time. And the next morning, my cousin Clarice gives me a call, asks me to go on Instagram that I went viral at the concert from going on stage. And I was so surprised. I didn't know what to expect. People were looking for me. There was so much feedback, and it was exciting. It was overwhelming. And when I finally had the chance to meet him, I met the man behind the business. I understood his vision. I met his team here, and I immediately wanted to be a part of it and to just, you know, see something greater get created. And I'm just happy to have had the opportunity now to work with the team.
Tell us about the DM first, though. He said DM me. What did you say to him in the DM?
Let me look for it.
Oh, you still got it? This is incredible. This is what are we watching? What are we witnessing here? Is this like a love story or something? Wow! What did the DM say? Do you remember?
Do you check your phone. I don't have Wi-Fi.
Wow!
Nobody has their phone. No one has Wi-Fi.
But it was just, you know, I just thanked him for a good show and for a good experience and wished him luck on the rest of the tour.
And he said, she said, quit everything and come travel with me.
No, I said that to her face.
Wow, Kiss? Yeah. Were you from
Queens?
Is this
a business relationship or?
Oh, a business relationship.
Okay.
Yeah.
What I think that was confusing with the DM and the.
Oh, DM was just to make sure she was good.
Right.
Yeah, to make sure you're good.
And it went viral.
Because it went viral. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, she might have a man and then he's like pissed off probably somewhere.
Oh, he'd be even madder right now.
What?
The DM was just to make sure she's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you didn't have a man.
That's what I think was confusing. It was.
Okay.
No, she's single.
Where you from?
I'm from Ghana, but I'm from New Jersey. I live in Brooklyn now.
Wow, Brooklyn. So this is like a coming to America, back to Africa, coming to America thing going on. It's like you like the new Lisa McDowell.
One of my favorite movies.
Wow.
Okay. I was so confused just now because I was like, you're married?
Engaged.
Engaged, okay.
Yeah.
But you're from Africa, so you can have multiple wives.
Yeah, but I don't want to.
Yeah, you already in trouble, bro. Don't try to clean it up now. Thank you, Queen. We appreciate you.
Did your fiance think this was unusual? Your fiance?
Her?
You don't know who's your fiance, sir?
No.
She said fiance. You said her, sir.
Okay. No. I didn't hear the first part.
He's like, I'm not doing no more interviews.
Do you want to have any more conversations without your lawyer present?
That's funny. But anyways, yeah, she's cool.
Okay.
Yeah, she's cool.
I know musically it's important for you to, you know, have success in America, but just on a cultural level, how important do you think it is for Black Americans to be reconnected with Mother Africa?
It's very important for you to know your root. Helps with the direction. you know, and it helps with your thinking too as well, because you know, okay, you're from this place. Oh, that's why I've been acting like this. Oh, that's why I've been like this. Oh, that's why my nose is shaped like this. Oh, that's why my lips is like this.
Mm-hmm.
So you understand what I'm
saying? Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's why I'm dreaming this way. Oh, that's why I have this feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get what I'm trying to say? Because as a Nigerian, we have that hustling spirit. So if your root is Nigerian and you have that hustling spirit and you know you're from Nigeria, then you get to embrace that hustling spirit. That's Nigerian spirit right there.
Mm, I like that. Well, kids, man, good meeting you, my brother.
Yeah, appreciate you and all the hard work that you've been putting in.
Thank you. Thank you.
What's next for Kids Daniel?
Take over the world. We're already doing that. So we just keep doing that.
All right. Well, congratulations, my brother,
thank
man.
You.
How about
thank
we play? You want to play Booga this morning?
Have to.
Oh, the whole, damn, that's a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
Well, good meeting you, man. Tell them where to find you, man. If anybody want to DM you, get a job, you know what I'm saying? Travel with you around the world. You know what I mean? You do respond.
Yeah, yeah. I'm Kiss Daniel everywhere on all social media platforms. Kiss Daniel, KissDaniel.
Good to meet you, brother. And salute to Nigeria, man. And
thanks for the Krispy Kreme donuts.
Oh, yeah. Enjoy those. Yeah.
Hope to see you again, man. It's Kiss Daniel. It's The Breakfast
Thank
Club.
You.
The Breakfast Club.
Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Beyonce.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, it looks like Beyonce's Renaissance album is set to earn between 275,000 and 315,000 units sold in the first week. So that'll be her seventh number one album.
Congrats to her.
That's incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of the highest debuts of 2022 so far.
How long Beyonce been around? Beyonce been around for at least 25 years, right? Right?
Yes.
At least. Mm-hmm. I mean, you start back from Destiny Child. If you are on like your 20-something year in the game and you still debuting at number one, selling 315,000 copies, I think you did okay in life.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, Lil Durk is taking a break after an onstage explosion at Lollapalooza caused an eye injury. Did y'all see that?
Yeah, I did.
Video that was circulating, that was really scary. He posted, due to the incident that happened at Lollapalooza in Chicago on stage, I'm going to take a break and focus on my health. I finished my performance yesterday for my fans. I appreciate y'all. So wishing him well on that journey. His face was all taped up and bandaged.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy.
All right, now Shonda Rhimes, Issa Rae, Ava DuVernay, amongst other people, have written a letter, and they are demanding that some of the biggest media companies in the U.S. outline specific protections for employees working in states that have outlawed abortion after the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. So it says, we, the undersigned, are 411 show creators, showrunners, and head writers who currently work across every network and streaming platform in the industry today, including those controlled by Netflix. We have grave concerns about the lack of specific production protocols in place to protect those at work for Netflix in anti-abortion states. It is unacceptable to ask any person to choose between their human rights and their employment. This situation raises basic matters of equality, health, and safety in the workplace. So they said, within 10 business days of today, we require a review of your current abortion safety plan detailing Netflix's policies and processes to ensure our safety, protect our health, and defend our human rights. We expect that the specifics of your current plan address this emergency in full.
I respect it. I mean, this is something these corporations didn't have. So even when these corporations are putting these plans together, I hope that they're in the room with, you know, women while they're doing this so they can address the needs that women will have, in case, you know, if they have to have this, have an abortion.
So this is 10 business days from July 28th. They want to make sure that their demands, and they outline those things that they said this has to be included but not limited to. And so we'll be awaiting that response.
Yeah, because I wouldn't leave it up to them. I'll let them know these are the things that need to happen.
All right, now Patti LaBelle was on Drink Champs, and amongst the things she spoke on are Aretha Franklin.
The time when she did the White House, she was not feeling great, okay? Mm-hmm. After the White House, we spoke on the phone. She called me because she was very interested in having her items in Walmart. She always loved me. Mm-hmm. At the time, I don't think she was feeling great.
Mm-hmm.
No telling how I would be if I wasn't feeling my best and somebody walked by me and said, hey, and I didn't speak. It must have been for a real reason. At Essence, Aretha wanted me to sing Ain't No Way, and I did. And It was a standing ovation. She called me to her seat after it was done and said, "You did okay." Mm. And I said, "It's okay, baby." Yeah. I mean, it was a love, and when I'm not feeling well, you might get the other side of Aretha.
Right.
So that's all it was, you guys. I never took it to heart. She's my number one hero.
So there's no beef, even the people who try to act like they had some type of issue. Mm-hmm. Now, another thing that they addressed was Patty still looking good.
The young men are still attracted to you. I mean, they're attracted to you. Like this,
I'm
this,
happy.
And you keep it together. You keep it together.
Yes. You know what? I'm a lucky woman.
Right.
I am to be 78 and still have people looking.
Right.
You know,
right.
That's a blessing.
Right.
No, he was trying to figure out how to say it respectfully.
Or to respect
Patty. Keep it together.
Watch your mouth.
The truth is, Patty been fine. I've been saying that for years, okay? Not always in the most respectful of ways, but I've always been saying she's fine. And, you know, back in the day, her son, Zuri, had to check me. You know, and I was doing radio in Philadelphia, mm-hmm. but, you know.
And I love when, if you ever see Patty walk through the airport, it is like coming to America.
Well, she's royalty. Dropping
she
a clues bomb for Queen Patty LaBelle, damn it.
She has about 10, 15 people with her, airport
on,
people
man.
With her. She walks through and she just be floating.
That's Patty Mother effing LaBelle.
And she walks
she
through,
also
and
loves.
She hit heels on. She's dressed up when she walks
That's
through
that Patty
airport.
That's Patty Mother effing
and
LaBelle.
I love it.
She also loves the City Girls, by the way, okay?
Wop.
I heard it. I said, go, girls. Oh, my God. They said it.
Yeah.
They do it. I mean, and that's what they do.
Right.
And people love it, you
did
know?
Did you think in your day of making music, there ever be
a
Wop? Yeah. Yeah.
Never.
You never think?
Never, ever.
You
but
never
I'm...
think Gladys Knight would be out there?
Don't get it twisted. I love those girls for what they do.
Of course, we
you
love
know,
them.
The City Girls, they all got their own thing. Everybody is doing what they do. I took pictures with City Girls 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
And as I mean, I know what's happening. Yes. So when you guys try and hide the blunts and the reefers and stuff from me, don't hide. Do you?
That had to be an Essence Fest.
The real you know era, Patty from Patty from the cocaine era. What are y'all talking about? Patty saw people doing lines of blow in front of her. She ain't worried about y'all little reefers.
Your little reefer?
And why do people act like the City Girls is like doing something they've never seen before? We grew up in the 1990s. Okay, we grew up with Lil' Kim and Foxy Brown and Trina and Kaya and Jackie O. What are we talking about? The City Girls.
All right, now Shakira has to go to trial in Spain, and that is for alleged tax fraud. This has been going on and on. She failed to reach an agreement with Spanish prosecutors on tax evasion charges, so she has to go to trial. And she's insisting on her innocence, according to a statement. But that's because... you know, she was living in Spain and she wasn't paying those taxes. And mm-hmm. they said her main residence was in the Bahamas. But they said she does have a home in the Barcelona area with her former partner. So she could face quite a bit of time in jail if she does not get this together and pay those taxes. So we'll see what happens.
Okay.
All right. Well, that is the that is the rumors.
And listen, man, right now. Caller 105.
800-585-1051.
Oh, no, I'm lying. Right now, if you text the keyword, if you want an opportunity to go to the Black Effect Podcast Festival, all expenses paid, you want your hotel taken care of, you want your airfare taken care of, you want your ground transfers taken care of, then text keyword BK to 37911, and you'll be entered for the chance to win a trip to the 2022 Black Effect Podcast Festival happening Sunday, August 28th in Brooklyn. You get the opportunity to see 85 South Show Live, Horrible Decisions Live, Earn Your Leisure Live, Big Facts Podcast Live, Just Hilarious Live, just to name a few. For info and rules, go to thebreakfastclub.iheart.com. A confirmation text will be sent. Standard message and data rates may apply. Just text keyword BK to 37911 for your opportunity to win right now.
All right, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Right now, everyone can enter Mattress Firm's Unjunk Your Sleep sweepstakes for the chance to win a dream bedroom valued up to $2,500 plus $1,000 cash. To enter and view official rules, visit thebreakfastclubonline.com.
It's a miracle.
There is no question that there are problems in this country between police and community.
Yes, you are a donkey.
To the latest on that police killing of a black man.
Now to new developments in the deadly spa shooting rampage.
And yesterday was a really bad day for him, and this is what he did.
And so we are in a state of emergency.
Okay, white supremacist violence is, it always has been, the number one threat to our society.
But I'm also very proud that my wife is white.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
All right, Charlene, please tell me, why was I your donkey of the day?
Oh, Monday. Donkey of the day for Monday, August 1st, goes to a 49-year-old sucker named Mark Hall. Mark Hall was arrested Tuesday and charged with 9 counts of simple assault enhanced by hate crime. I promise you, man, we just need to change this country to the United States of Anxiety, because this world we live in, man, will keep you in a constant state of anxiousness, okay? Cortisol levels always high because of things that we are constantly witnessing. They tell us, watch what you take in mentally, emotionally. How? How, when I'm constantly bombarded by the worst this society has to offer? My grandmother used to say in the 1990s that this is the worst time she's ever seen, and I constantly think, what would she say about what's happening now? And I also just want to apologize to my parents and grandparents and every adult who I thought was being overly paranoid and overly protective, because the way this anxiety thing is set up, I'm not just anxious because of things that I may face for myself. I'm more anxious for what my kids have to deal with. So I understand now, okay? Because you got people like Mark Hall on this planet who think it's perfectly okay to record themselves threatening to hit 9 black children on a bicycle with his vehicle. I can't make this kind of stuff up. Let's go to NBC News for the report, please.
We are not airing this video because we do not own the footage, but we have reviewed it. It shows a man driving down a residential street toward 9 black teenagers on bicycles. He utters the words 50 points. Then the teenagers move out of the way. He then calls them stupid and calls them the N-word. We spoke with some of the children in the video and their parents today. They tell us this happened Sunday afternoon. Monday, the video was shared thousands of times on social media. Parents of the 9 children went to the Ripley Police Department earlier today to press charges against the driver. Mark Hall is charged with 9 counts of enhanced simple assault. The Tippah County Sheriff's Office says these charges are enhanced due to the actions and language used in the video towards the teenagers.
This is not tolerated anymore. Mm. We're not brushing anything under the rug. We're not going to look the other way. We're not being politically correct. We're going to stand our ground. We're going to stand up, and we will be heard, period.
I don't know, man. I be trying to come up with, you know, witty things to say about some of this stuff. The reality is I just want people like Mark Hall to get their ass kicked. Actually, I want people like Mark Hall to disappear, vanish, abracadabra. Okay, we have no use for people like this. This is why Thanos wanted to snap away half the population. And I promise you, if Thanos was more selective about who got snapped and not just random, you know, snap selection, more people would have been on board with what he was trying to do. And look, the snap could happen on a case-by-case basis like this. All right? This guy, Mark Hall, is 49, and he's acting like the lives of our children is a game. Threatening to hit 9 black children, you know, threatening to hit 9 black children, like, screaming out 50 points. You know what I mean? Like, think about that. Then if I, as a father, pull out a pistol and start playing Call of Duty with his vehicle, I'm wrong. And the fact he was only charged with simple assault, since when is hitting people with a car, threatening to hit someone with a car, considered simple assault? And he was released on a $45,000 bond? The city said all they could do was simple assault. That's the only crime they saw? Of course it was, because violence against black people is never actually considered violence. Okay, why do we just let people like that back out on the street? If this man is racist and fool up enough to record himself threatening to hit young black kids on bicycles with his car, what has he shown, y'all, that says he should be back on these streets? Okay, clearly he's not capable of making good decisions, all right? At least make his bond a lot higher so it's harder for him to get back on the street, man. I don't know. Maybe I'm just in a mood this morning because it's Monday, but violence feels like sometimes it's the only answer, okay? Some of these people just need their ass beat. They have never had to deal with the consequences of any of their actions. If you're going to let him out, let Mark Hall have to have a conversation face-to-face with some of these kids' parents. No weapons, no firearms, just a conversation between Mark Hall and the fathers and uncles, brothers of some of these kids, and whatever happens, happens, because I don't have any answers for these racists in their racist ways. Other than, okay, when they knuck, we must buck. Okay? And if they buck, we must knuck. Do you really think a racist judicial system is capable of providing justice for acts of racism? Ha! Please let Chelsea Handler give Mark Hall the biggest ER.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. That is way too much Dan mayonnaise.
Kathy Griffin wants some on this
Please
Monday morning?
Please give this giant jar of mayo the biggest hee-haw.
Chris Rock, you know, you haven't said much about the slap. Do you have anything to say about this?
Cracker ass cracker.
Okay. All right.
One more.
That's my girl.
You be forgetting that one.
I do be forgetting her. Now she's my favorite one too.
All right, Charlamagne, thank you for that donkey today.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, when we come back, we got the positive note and more. And again, we got 3 weeks left to my car show. Goes down Atlantic City. Celebrity calls from artists like 50 Cent, Fat Joe. Shout to Turkey Leg Hut and Trey. They'll be coming through. Also, Meek Mill, Lil Uzi Vert, and so many more. It's a family fun day. So there's kids for there's rides for the kids. There's carnival games. Kids 5 and under are free. So that's Atlantic City, August 20th. So we want to see you guys come out. And if you got some cars, we'd love to put your cars in the show. Just email me, djnvcarshow@gmail.com. All right? All right, when we come back, we got the positive notice, The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Yeah. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. You got a positive note, bro?
I do have a positive note. I want to say thank you, too, man. Thank you to everybody that tuned in to the season 2 premiere of my late night talk show, Hell of a Week. Came on Thursday night right after The Daily Show. Make sure you stream that on Paramount Plus. The first episode is up on Paramount Plus right now. And we'll be back this week with another episode. Thursday night right after The Daily Show, 11:30 p.m. Hell of a Week, hosted by me, Charlamagne Tha God. Okay? Now, the positive note is simply this. Make a habit of not holding someone's past against them. When someone works hard to grow and change into a better person, allow them to show up as that person.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.